grow great by dreams. The question was once asked for a highly successful businessman, "How have you done so much in your lifetime?" He replied, "I have dreamed. I have turned my mind loose to imagine what I want to do. Then I have gone to bed and thought about my dreams. In the night, I dreamed about my dreams, and when I woke in the morning, I saw the way to make my dream come real." While other people were saying, "You can't do that, it's impossible," I was well on my way to achieving what I wanted. As Woodrow Wilson, 28th President of the US, said, "We grow great by dreams. All big men are dreamers." They see things in the soft haze of spring day, or in a red fire on a long winter's evening. Some of us let these dreams die, but others nourish and protect them. Nourish them through bad days until they bring them to the sunshine and light which comes always to those who sincerely hope that their dreams will come true. So please, don't let anyone steal your dreams or try to tell you they are too impossible. Sing your songs and dream your dreams. Hope your hope and pray your prayer. Think positive thoughts every day. If your life feels like it's lacking of the power that you want and the motivation that you need, sometimes all you have to do is shift your point of view. Welcome to Faith Radio Online, simply to relax. I'm Faith. By training your thoughts to concentrate on the bright side of things, you are more likely to have the incentive to follow through your goals. You are less likely to be held back by negative thoughts and ideas that might limit your performance. Your life can be enhanced and your happiness enhanced when you choose to change your perspective. Don't leave your future to change or wait for things to get better mysteriously on their own. You must go in the direction of your hopes and aspirations. Begin to build your confidence and work through problems rather than avoid them. Remember, the power is not necessarily control over situations, but the ability to deal with whatever comes your way. Always believe that good things are possible, and remember that mistakes can be lessons that lead to discoveries. Take your fear and transform it into trust. Learn to rise above anxiety and doubt. Turn your worry hours into productive hours and take the energy that you have wasted and direct it toward every worthwhile effort that you can do to be involved in. This is Faith and Faith Radio Online, simply to relax. You will see beautiful things happen when you allow yourself to experience the joys of life. You will find happiness when you adopt positive thinking into your daily routine and make it an important part of your world. We're just beginning. We're reading the first verse of the first chapter of a book whose pages are infinitive. I do not know who wrote the words, but I have always liked them as I remember that the future can be anything we want to make it. We can take the mysterious, hazy future and carve it out of it anything that we can imagine, just as sculpture carves a statue from a sharpless stone. We're all in the position of a farmer. If we plant a good seed, we'll reap a good harvest. If our seed is poor and full of weeds and we reap it our own less crop, if we plant nothing at all and we harvest nothing at all. I want the future to be better than the past. I don't want it contaminated by the mistakes and errors with which historically is filled. We should all be concerned about the future because that is where we will spend the remainder of our lives. The past is gone and static. Nothing we can do will change it. The future is before us and dynamic. Everyone we do will affect it. Each day brings with it new fortunes in our homes and in our business. If we only recognize them when we are just at the beginning of the progress in every field of human endeavor. success is on the other side. Everybody wants success. Some people aim for it, others just talk about it. We all know what it looks like when someone else has it. Oftentimes, it just seems like everyone's too far out of reach. The truth of success is closer than you think, and it's just on the other side, and you have to want it enough and be willing enough to get it. But the fact is, on the other side of fear, that is where it is. So just chase it, go for it, and there's nothing that can stop you anymore.